So, Bobby, did they ever catch that gorilla what escaped from the zoo and punched you in the eye?
No, Mama. The search continues.
No more trash talk!
Nola Trash Talk. I'm the Prophet Joshua.
And I'm Steve McJeezy.
We're on a Sunday schedule yet again. Shane's joining us this week. I had to pull out that little Waterboy quote in the beginning.
The Waterboy.
Given the state of affairs at Audubon Zoo this past few days. And I dug out the Morrissey because if you saw Ant-Man and the Wasp over the week.
Oh, yes.
Lots of great Morrissey jokes in that movie.
First thing on my priority list.
Okay, Steven. All right. Well, come down from your tower. Okay. Some of us just go see the dumb Marvel movies because we're simple people. Simple folks.
I tried showing someone what it would take for you to understand what's going on in a Marvel movie, and it would take in real time like 6 or 7 days of watching things to understand.
Because there's like a 15, 16, no, 20. There's 22 movies at this
point. There's movies, there's TV shows, there's like on TV shows, like not that you can stream.
I don't watch
like,
any of those.
Oh, okay.
I only watch the movies, only see them in the theater once, and that's it.
So, yeah, but no, I not interested in stupid Ant-Man or the Wasp.
It was good, though.
But did you like it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I think Marvel movies are either entertaining or spectacular. This one was entertaining. Like, it wasn't, I don't think it wasn't anything. Like,
what about Thor 2?
That was all right.
Okay, that was the one I missed in theaters. That ruins my Cal Ripken attendance record.
You weren't
with
missing
Marvel
anything.
Movies.
It wasn't that bad. I mean,
no, they're all fine. They're movies. They're right. Movies. But anyway, I dug up the Morrissey for today's episode because of Ant-Man and the Wasp. And, of course, the jaguar escaping from Audubon Zoo and killing llamas.
When's the last time the Jaguars beat the Saints in New Orleans?
Alpaca, an emu, and a fox.
we'll get back to that. Let's start off the show with what we opened up NOLA.com immediately before we hit the record button.
Oh, gosh.
And we were greeted with this amazing story of an SUV plunging.
Sunday fun day.
Plunging out of the parking garage right in the CBD. It drove through the concrete barriers of the garage. We're surmising the dude had to have been drunk. Or maybe this is a suicide attempt. Maybe he floored it.
That's a dumb suicide attempt.
You can see the way the car. So this car drove out of a parking garage in the CBD today. This happened 2 hours ago.
That is absolutely insane.
NOLA.com says three stories.
What a jerk off. He backed out.
Yeah, exactly.
He backed out. He didn't go face first.
That's why the hood isn't.
Right. Oh, there's no way that was a suicide.
Exactly.
Attempt.
I put that together too. Yeah. So this dude had a very nice Mercedes SUV looking thing. And NOLA.com says three stories. The Advocate says four stories. Looking at the photos, it looks like he backed out of level four of his parking garage onto O'Keefe, just a few blocks from Poydras.
How fast do you have to be going?
And he was in the car. Like, the car was smashed, and he was in the car. First responders had to get him out.
Good Lord.
Wow. Any other car than a Mercedes SUV, which is like a tank.
His Mercedes SUV looks like a crumpled up ball of aluminum
foil. Any other car, you're dead.
I'd love to have a physics teacher tell me how fast he thinks.
I don't know, Steve. If you drove your dusty ketchup bottle out, I think that they'd be in tip-top shape.
You think the walls would have prevented that?
I don't think your car would have made it. The guy had to drive through concrete. Like what
he had to be going like
concrete
30.
Banisters, so
at least,
yeah,
right?
30 backwards.
At least,
so he's doing 30 backwards,
and he's in a tank,
in
so
a
it
parking
works.
Garage,
yeah.
And he needed space to pick up.
Yeah,
speed.
You need all that stuff.
Imagine he landed on the parking sign. By the way, the parking sign that sits
can
out
you,
in front.
Can
in
you imagine
in public parking?
Can you imagine just walking down a street and you're like,
just seeing that?
Oh, I'm glad I wasn't 10 seconds earlier.
Yeah.
Newsflash. Didn't we, what do we call them? Life hacks? Life hacks? Is that what you call them?
Yeah, life hacks.
Okay. If you're walking by the hotel that's in the Canal Place, what is it? They have the most suicides off that.
Oh, the Westin?
The Westin, yes. The most suicides in the city off the Westin that
as
come
the pool, off the pool.
Off
deck?
The pool, yes. I don't even walk on that side of the sidewalk anymore. Don't even do it.
Don't those people land like towards the back corner though?
They land right on that on the sidewalk or right in the street, but I avoid that altogether.
It's not an epidemic. There's not people raining from the sky or from the top of the Westin. Have you ever stayed in the Westin? It's not that bad.
She's raining from the skies. Sorry.
It's raining, man.
No, it was just that it happens a lot, Josh. They just don't report it. It happens.
I understand that.
It happens maybe, they're saying like 8-10 times a year. I'm not going to be this,
you know who has the highest,
the salty one to get hit by a body?
That is so salty.
You know, what demographic of people are the highest suicide rates? Do you guys know?
Japanese.
No, not
Korean.
Just specific.
Asian.
Nope. I'm talking about the United States.
Oh, okay.
You're talking about racial demographic?
Who kills themselves the most?
Transgender.
Nope. Incorrect, Shane.
It's like 40%.
Incorrect. Old white men. Highest suicide rate. Easy. Super underreported. Nobody gives a shit about old white men, so it's not like it's not like an emotionally moving statistic to throw out. But do you think they underreport suicides? Just so it's like, oh shit, we can't have this getting out. Don't want to give anybody else other ideas.
No,
like there's a way out of here.
Sounds like a stat Bill Burr would talk about.
I mean, if you think about it, like, what kind of like person? I mean, obviously, you can look up suicide videos online. It's usually like Asian people jumping off their factory. You know,
where
they haven't put the net up yet.
We have like updated information about this crash because my wife's friend lives in that building across the street, and I texted her.
Oh, breaking news?
Yes. I said, Maggie, did you see this? She goes, not only did I see it, I also heard it, and it was very loud.
I bet.
Oh, man. So she probably wouldn't agree to be on this podcast.
The state of affairs with that car looked loud.
If she was a good fella, I would call her now.
The acoustics of those tall buildings probably made it sound like a bomb.
Oh, my gosh. You know how lucky that this person was that no one got killed?
Maybe it was an old white man trying to kill himself. Hey.
He backed
out of the garage because he didn't want to see it coming.
It's the most it's almost impossible with a Mercedes SUV. Because it's a tank. It's made to be a tank. That
it was
car,
made to drive through the concrete banisters.
That car fell. Look how far it fell. And the damage to it wasn't that great.
What a poor design for a parking garage if you can drive a car hard enough.
Well, remember that we're talking about Nazi tanks, Mercedes SUV. They're built for this.
Yeah.
And that one, that's a larger SUV than most Mercedes. It looks like a tank.
Yeah. No,
wow.
Anyway. It
looks like a melted tank now. Yeah, that's
Did the persons, did they die?
No, they're alive. They're alive.
Oh, they're, no. If you had
they didn't
your
get attacked by a Jaguar, yeah. Shane. They drove out of a parking garage.
I mean, it's reasonable to ask if someone died driving four stories down.
No, you can scroll through these photos.
Like,
here.
Just look at the car.
Scroll through the photos at NOLA.com. They have pictures of people trying to help the guy inside the car.
Yeah,
you can see they're trying to get the dude out.
That's crazy. That might be Maggie right there. That might be
so,
she.
All these good Samaritans rushing to the scene of the crime or scene of the fall.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. And it looks like there's a white knight doctor in scrubs who's probably a vet tech just walking around.
Peter Gold, part two, saving the day.
Yeah.
Not trying to catch a bullet in the stomach this time. Okay, so a jaguar escaped from Audubon Zoo and killed a bunch of animals.
Now, look, we have to go back to the Chris Rock bit. I'm sorry. When somebody says the tiger that escaped and went crazy on everybody. No, that tiger escaped and went tiger on everybody.
Tiger on that ass.
So it's like, why are people like surprised that
the surprise is that something happened at Audubon Zoo to where the jaguar got out of its habitat.
And
like the security protocol to keep the predator in the cage failed.
Yeah. It happens sometimes.
Hey, Shane, life will find a way.
What kind of charge?
Thank you.
What kind of charge do you get if you're legally held responsible? You're the person why this jaguar got out and it killed a person.
Nothing. The zoo is responsible for it.
So the Audubon Institute gets sued, unless they can prove
what's called gross negligence, which means you did it on purpose. So gross negligence is when you take all the pins out of the cages and let the monkeys out.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, and Joe, by the way, stock photo they used of a jaguar for the NOLA.com article. It's a jaguar at the
zoo.
From 2005?
Yeah.
This poor innocent jaguar getting shamed. Some other jaguar did the crime.
He's just trying to get his. I mean, I don't see what the deal is.
And, like, luckily, there were only animals killed.
How great would it have been if we could have been sitting at the bar when this happened
and we
just saw a jaguar just goes walk down Magazine Street? Did you guys just see a jaguar walk down
the street? Yo, that would be the real-life Jumanji, and I would absolutely bounce. I would absolutely bounce.
Shit, somebody played Jumanji. Uptown,
which one of y'all is playing? Which one of y'all is rolling dice? The wrong way. Oh, anyway,
we were talking about the old Jumanji.
Yeah,
yeah. Everybody else is the Rock Jumanji.
Yeah,
Jumanji.
No, screw that.
Yeah, exactly.
So we were talking about this yesterday, Shana Mack and I, and I was like, "Do you know how crazy a jaguar is?" I was like, "YouTube this real quick, Shane. Jaguar grips up gator and drives him up the tree with only jaw."
It was a caiman. He dives into the water and just slowly gets on this, bites his thing's neck, and drags it up a tree.
You don't have to sell me on jaguars.
Yeah.
I got it. Like,
that neck.
The jaw and neck strength is insane.
It reminds me, these llamas or whatever the hell they are, they look like snowflake millennials. And this jaguar is just an animal. Look at them. Look at the little bangs, the little fun little.
Yeah, the hipster creatures of all time.
Yes, they're Dunsky. Dunsky.
My thing is, I'm more impressed that it caught a fox.
That's true.
That's the most impressive thing about it.
They said not the first time jaguars escaped. A 70-pound cub got out in 2001.
Yeah, because these things are, whether you domesticate them or not, they still have that switch in their brain that's like, I can't wait till I get out of this motherfucker.
Yeah, it's Jurassic Park.
I can't wait to get out here.
That cat got out and started killing for sport.
Do you remember when Harambe threw that baby around and they killed poor Harambe?
Oh, yeah, gorilla. My God. I forgot about it. These gorilla, viral things come and go.
Well, no, I was bringing this up yesterday. So gorilla goes gorilla. They kill it. Didn't the gorilla kill a baby, though? It didn't kill it.
Oh.
It was actually...
It was weird.
It drug it, but it wasn't trying to kill it.
The
it was
only reason
it.
Why the thing survives is because it was a baby, and the gorilla was like, oh, this is actually something that looks like me, and I'm not going to touch it.
But it didn't actually like...
They're not going to put a jaguar down. First of all, jaguars are expensive and rare.
Yeah.
They're not killing.
Silverback gorillas are,
Silverback,
too.
Yeah.
They're very rare.
Yeah, I think this might just come down to some racism, Shane.
No, I'm saying you kill the gorilla, kill the jaguar.
I also does the article
kill the jaguar? Can I at least get a blanket out of this? I really need a jaguar blanket.
I'm trying to get my
bed right now is a zebra blanket, a tiger blanket, and if I get the jaguar or leopard print blanket in there, my bed's going to be the cover art of
Ace Ventura would never go in your bedroom.
Covered in red paint.
You don't you don't know what that is, but I'm trying to get
red
that,
paint.
I'm trying to get that Kiss
shit.
Cover art bed. I'm trying to make that happen.
Does the article say how they captured said jaguar?
Because the dart.
Really?
They shot it with the tranquilizer dart.
Where did they find him? He was just grubbing?
I don't think the jaguar was hiding.
Well, once he's out, he's just crushing llamas or whatever the hell they're called. And then he's like, all right, I could probably sneak around here, right?
It would have been funny if it killed all of the peacocks that are randomly running around in public.
I saw in another article about it. They hit him with a tranquilizer dart. They caught him pretty much immediately.
Quickly. So it must have been just something that, like...
Well, he could have been out for a long time because they found him out at 7. Like, they realized he wasn't there at 7 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
So he could have got out in the middle of the night for hours.
He was testing the fences.
Yeah. The learning.
They remember.
He was definitely testing those fences. Oh, gosh. Yeah, those are freak athlete animals that just want to crush... Little snowflake llamas.
Definitely an underrated cat.
Speaking of the snowflake llamas, everyone's sitting in traffic on Friday.
Oh, God.
You don't have to deal with this.
I had to deal with it.
Were you on I-10? So Friday...
I was trying to come home from downtown, but yeah.
Friday afternoon, folks, a fuel tanker, some asshole drove his thing recklessly, punctured the tank, and leaked fuel all over I-10. Most people are aware of this because they shut down eastbound I-10 for 4 hours.
Wow.
5 hours, just about.
They have to, man.
From like 2:30 in the afternoon till 7 p.m.
Question.
Rush hour on Friday.
Question. So somebody like hits this tanker from the side.
No one hit him. He hit something. He was driving recklessly and something punctured his thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. So was he drunk and just kept going, just spilling fuel all over
that thing? Drunk. He was cited for speeding.
Shut up.
But it was his fault. He fucked something up. That fuel was leaking across 200 yards of I-10.
Oh, my God. And how do you not know that your truck is
punctured?
And
it leaked into the canal and into the pumping system.
Damn.
This guy was insistent on just ruining not only everyone's day.
How do you pronounce that company's name? Is it Levine?
Looks like, yeah, Levine.
They are not liking this advertising.
So I'm doing the traffic reports on the radio, and everything coming in from the east, from the west, I'm sorry, eastbound, everyone on the Bonnie Carey Spillway, it was like contra flow during Katrina. They were parked. People had to shut off their cars because they were overheating.
Yeah, because they were
running out of fuel.
Where are you going? Fucking nowhere.
And it's, you know, 90, 96 degrees outside.
Ugh.
So there's that. They were directing everyone off the 310. They wouldn't let anyone. This was at Williams Boulevard,
right,
by the way.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let anyone get close to this. So once they cleared the traffic off that was already right there, they cut off I-10 at 310 and sent everyone to 310 to the Luling Bridge, pretty much.
Wow.
Towards, like, to Airline. So Airline backed up all the way past Norco.
Yeah, that's a terrible
River Road,
day.
And then River Road backed up past New Sarpy. Past Destrehan.
Wow.
Because every alternative route, and people were going on the West Bank and trying to take 90, the UEP, or the West Bank Expressway, that was all the way back. From Boutte to Avondale was stopped.
Could you imagine just being like, you know, like when you pass Power Boulevard, and like they're like Williams is the next one? Could you imagine being that car like that's like two or
no,
three
if
after
you're coming,
Power?
If you're coming into the city, it's Williams, then Power.
Right, but I'm talking about going out.
Yeah, going out. Yeah.
So was this coming in or going out?
This is coming in.
All right, so coming in.
Eastbound.
Okay. All right, eastbound. So could you imagine being the car that's like four cars behind this that just can't get off? Like, you're so close, but you just can't.
The car right in the front where the police shut the highway off, where you're the...
You're just
the,
like...
Oh, I'd be going apeshit.
Oh, wow. This is great.
Because, like, I think it's bad when I get caught behind that River Road train almost every day. If I got caught behind this...
If you were on the Bonnie Carey Spillway parked in the middle of the day...
Just go to sleep. You're staying there for a while.
I'd be sincere. People didn't move for 3 hours.
I bet.
Your car... People... You had to run out of fuel for some people. You know, not everyone has a full gas tank when they're just doing their regular commute.
That's...
You just turn your car off.
What time did it happen
in
at, Josh?
Weather, you turn your car off. It was about 2:30. They shut it down and they reopened it right after 7.
Oh my gosh. So could you imagine trying to get home from work and you're like,
I don't have to imagine. I was trying to tell people with phone calls on the traffic line.
So so from New Orleans to Destrehan, let's say, was that open or they closed it right before Williams?
No. Okay.
Like coming from the city.
Coming from the city
was fine.
It's fine.
Oh.
It's coming in. From Baton Rouge.
Yes.
So once I-10 shut down, every other way in, and you when you look at a map, and when something like this happens, you realize, whoa, there's only like four ways
in. One way
in,
one way out.
I told people in Baton Rouge to take I-12 to Causeway to get down to get to the city, because it was like, don't bother. But if you look at it,
like the split right there, yeah.
Yeah, but if you're coming in, if you're before you hit the say you're still like 10 miles out from hitting the spillway where there's you know no exits, you can't go anywhere. Your alternative routes are Airline.
Yeah, that's
Airline,
it.
River Road, and if you go way out,
you'd have to go on the West Bank
into St. Yeah, if you got across the river into St. John's and you get back to the 310 to 90, or you get over 90 runs like way south.
Right. But
that's the only way. There's like, and River Road on the West Bank. Four ways.
It's brutal.
That, And they were all choked because it was Friday rush hour.
Right. And let's say like you commute from like Kenner to Baton Rouge. Oh, that ass is done. Because
and what doesn't get mentioned a lot with this is how fucked everyone was who was trying to get to the airport or leave the airport. Because airline was gridlocked and I-10 is closed. So if you were trying to get to the airport, you could get there from the city. But if you're trying to come from the other direction or you were trying to get picked up at the airport, say your flight landed in the middle of this.
Oh, yeah.
Your Uber driver
rap
goes one car length every 10 minutes.
That's a wrap.
What do you do if you're...
People were getting out of their cars and walking with their luggage across airline.
Let me ask you this.
Airport.
Oh, really?
Because you couldn't move.
It'd be better just to walk.
People were getting out of their Ubers
in
their taxis and walking.
Especially a taxi. I was thinking, what do you do if you're in a taxi? Because that meter keeps feeding, right?
They say, I'll get out here.
Oh, I would actually just get out and just keep walking and not pay.
It's not the taxi driver's fault that some asshole leaked fuel over.
What are you going to do? Make a decision.
He's going to chase you
in
the gridlock.
Keep chasing me, brother. No, you'd pay the man and say, stop the meter. I'm getting out. That's a brutal walk with luggage.
Yeah, that is. Good God, man.
Yeah. So
it makes you wonder, like, why. So this guy was cited for
speeding
and reckless driving, I'm sure.
Probably, yeah. He hit something.
How do you not get sued?
But they don't know where the puncture was from?
How do you not get sued?
It's not clear what happened. Something clipped the truck. And that's not the whole tank leaking. The tank is split up in compartments, even though it looks like one speed.
Where is Eppa?
GZ brought up a good point, though, here, though. Like, how do you not know? That's a big puncture. How do you not know that while
that
you're
looks
driving?
Like a samurai sword. Times 1,000.
Yeah.
Just went wham.
Like Pacific Rim. It just sliced.
I got a shout out to whoever commented on this image we had on the Trash Talk Facebook page with the James Dean throwing the cigarette out of the car.
Oh God,
that was the funniest comment.
Oh my God,
easily.
That'd be ridiculous.
Yeah.
So wham.
That was this is a beautiful James Dean gif commenting on the the story.
Doesn't that look like James Franco though?
Yeah, that's why James Franco is a celebrity, because he has got the James Dean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got it. I'm sorry.
Just with that pompadour and the squinty eyes.
Yeah, just, you know, toss that. What happened with Drew Brees? He's got a fun smoothie order.
Yeah, that's Mike Thomas's, I guess, I don't know, is his Instagram or whatever, posted his lunch date with Drew Brees, which is clearly, judging from the Verizon Wireless store in the background of this photo, they are in hair hand.
Yeah, they're like right by his Jimmy John's in Heron.
Yeah, so Drew gets the anti-aging smoothie. We have proof from Mike Thomas.
It's such a weird picture to, like, I don't know how. I guess
it's
when
on wide receivers.
Yeah,
sniping a photo.
It's
of
like, I mean, I guess when you like break all records your first 2 years in a league,
I've seen him in a Creole Creamery. And I'm like, all right, obviously, you just leave this guy alone. But then you got these dicks who just can't leave.
Do you think,
alone.
I'm looking at this photo with Drew Brees ordering his thing, and he's got a phone up to his ear. Do you think Drew Brees, on autopilot when he goes in public, just has a phone?
Constantly.
Just so no one talks to him?
Yeah, constantly.
He's talking to no one.
Right, exactly.
He's creating his own
conversation. Dog, what you want? Yeah, I got you. Hey, what's up? What's
That's
up with this?
That's how you create your own bipolar disorder. He's creating characters in his head who he's talking to.
Okay, our former mayor's in the news again. I don't know if you want to touch on this.
Can you go away?
He's gonna run.
Go away.
He's gonna run for president, Steve. He's not going away.
Oh, he's gonna beat Hillary.
Oh my God! Can you imagine Hillary Landrum?
She's going back.
Oh God.
She's going back to. She's going. She's going it's back insane. To the woodshed to get busted again. Sorry.
Well, anyway, reading the excerpt from the book, Mitch actually calls like the whole Trump and Trump's America racist in the book, but then when asked point blank in an interview. Hey, do you think Donald Trump's racist?
Nah, I'm good.
He waffled on the question. It's like, that's a terrible thing to call somebody. You know,
wow.
That's like, it's like, okay, well, you're creating a good foundation for like, somebody who believes in things. That's who I want to vote for.
Unprincipled cunt.
And it's also indicative of like how news is these days with our country, especially, is that news doesn't mean anything because it's over in an hour. No one will remember this.
No.
Until you try to do some shit. And then we're like, oh, get the shovels. We got to do some digging.
Dig it up.
We got to dig it up.
It's going to be
like the stupid Supreme Court justice that got nominated. It's like No one knew anything about this guy, and then immediately he's like the devil. It's like, all right, guys, like I'm sorry that I was just a judge, and I'm getting appointed to the highest court in the land. I'm gonna take that, okay?
So yeah, so speaking of that, digging up shit. This past week, I did three mornings on the John Osterlin Morning Show, and we talked about that story with the LSU draft pick who's a Carolina Panther now. He tipped like $5 on a
$5 on like $130 something
$120 yeah. tab, and the waiter took a photo of the and like first put of it all, you put it in Twitter and tagged the
you
dude.
Get fired immediately, legal repercussions.
You can't post tabs. But anyway, the guy was unapologetic about his tab. And said something like, well, that's $5 more that you didn't have or something like that. But then he deleted the tweet a little bit later. Now he's going to be a rookie. So, you know, he's still learning the ropes of how to like
name.
Shane, why don't you know this? You're the,
I just saw this, a little while ago.
Because first of all, like I know that for you and I and Shane O'Mac, $5 on 120.
Dante Jackson.
Okay.
Yeah.
From $5 on 120 is horrible. We get it.
But no, here's the thing. Talk about digging up dirt. I bring this up only for this reason. He deleted the tweet, his mean response tweet. Okay.
Right.
To the thing. But then it's like, say any other scenario where somebody tweets something like some kind of thing and they get a lot of heat and they delete it. Well, then all people are going to do is go look at every tweet you ever posted
right. And
look for evidence of that same sentiment somewhere else.
Yeah.
And that's what they did with this story as well.
Well, because his publicist or the team was like, delete that, delete that,
exactly.
Delete that.
Yeah, of course. He didn't delete it on his own
right. Choosing. I have no problem with people tipping horribly. Like when they're – because let's just go here. So if you – are broke, okay? And one day you come into millions of dollars because of your hard work, but you have no idea how tipping works, service industry works. All you knew for the last 8 years of your life and you're 21 is football. Why would you be expected just to know the protocols of those immediately? Why would you be, why?
I understand that. I understand all angles.
Yeah.
And I understand
there's a lot of X factors there. What if the service was terrible as well?
He even put the smiley face in the $5.
Yeah. What if your service was horrible?
Which apparently it wasn't. I mean, he drew a smiley face on the double zero, but
because he's trying to smash.
Wait, is the name of the server on there?
Oh no. But no. There's a question of her. You see the question you wrote her? He said, "You want this pipe?"
That doesn't.
You want
that.
This pipe?
The picture doesn't
who
say
said that.
J.R. Smith.
J.R. Smith.
Trying to get this pipe.
But here's the guy, actually, right here. The dude tweeted it. So if you want to know who the waiter, let's dig up his Twitter, T-Ho. There you go, nice little white dude, Shane.
That's what I'm saying. The other thing is that, like, why would you want? This guy has 33,000 tweets and 700 followers. Okay, so like, why would you want the spotlight on you? Because all people are going to do, the internet's very mean when it comes to this thing. They're going to pull up every, like, this guy said some shitty things.
Hold on, let's do some reverse engineering
in
here.
In 33,000 tweets, you said some shitty things.
Well, this is the guy who tweeted the receipt. I mean, talk about the Panthers guy.
I'm talking about the servers. Like, why would you want put that out there?
No. Let's do this because in the article
about him on the show right now.
In the article, let's do some investigation right here. Good old CSI NOLA trash talk. So clearly his name on Twitter, the waiter's name who complained about Dante Jackson, is Tyler Hover. Okay,
Hover,
21. Get on Facebook, find out where he works, and
right.
That will solve the mystery
was,
of what restaurant
this
was.
What restaurant it was.
Of course, the article's not going to tell you.
Right. But if you go on, yeah, maybe he'll say that.
So what I'm saying is this, is that if you're the server and you know that this rookie NFL wide receiver tips you horribly.
He works at Quarter View in Metairie.
Quarter View?
Oh, my God. I used to manage a bar right across the street
from
that.
You're so stupid.
Oh, my God.
What
Dude.
A moron.
Oh, why would you still have that up
oh
there?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to ask for this guy, and I'm going to tip him $5 with a smiley face.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so we've got it this far. Quarterview Restaurant.
This is the internet.
So this is where Panthers rookie went to get lunch during Essence
Fest?
Well,
he's from New Orleans.
No, he went to LSU.
Well, yeah, he's
eating there, I would assume.
I'm assuming he's from New Orleans.
Metairie or New Orleans, yeah.
Yeah. So, he probably was back home just getting some food, whatever, blah blah blah, who cares? But the thing is like if you're a server, why would you put that up there? Because now like you're exposing yourself, are you not? Like you're, because like everyone acts like
I think
oh,
everyone's going to be on the server side. And
no, I wouldn't
be.
Absolutely fuck that guy.
Nope.
Wow.
That guy.
Everybody else was like, "Fuck the Panthers player."
No.
This time I'm on his side. I'll tell you.
Because
he's from New Orleans, by the way.
It's like why? Why would you want to put yourself out there for the rest of the world to be like, oh? And guess what? You did bad, and you did bad. You don't think there's broads out there that he probably fucked over or gave the HIV to or what? You know, like you're putting yourself out there, and it's really bad when you do that. Over a $5 tip, go screw yourself.
Yeah, I understand that's a bit of an overreaction.
I'm going to review, and I'm asking for him. I'm getting like happy hour oysters or something, and I'm going to leave like $1 with a smiley face.
So this happened at Quarterview Restaurant in Metairie. Let's repeat that again, folks. Quarterview
also
restaurant
also
Clearview in West Metairie.
That $5 tip with the eyelashes and the eyes, that wide receiver is gay as fuck. Like, why? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing with the eye? Look at the tip.
Michael, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, the tip, yeah.
What are you doing?
Michael Salmon, bro.
Well, cool. Well, whatever. That waiter got famous for a second over this.
Yeah, and
I
hope that the internet, they won't because it's just local New Orleans shit, but I hope that the internet goes ape. It's just like the same thing. Like, remember that little retarded kid who was supposedly being bullied and his mom was like, this kid's being bullied.
Oh, yeah, and the cast of the Avengers was all going
to and they're like, you can come to the premiere. And like, oh, no, dad's racist. Dad has Nazi tattoos. Do you think he went to the premiere?
Yeah, they canceled.
No, he didn't.
They canceled the invite.
Of course he didn't.
To let that kid.
You don't want to be famous. You don't want anyone knowing what you are. Same thing with Shane O'Mac when he pushed the right button and pump somebody's heart back. I was like, delete everything. Delete everything. You don't want anyone knowing who you are.
Stop all social media.
Stop everything. It's the same thing. It's like, you don't want people, because no one in this earth is perfect. And especially in like a world of social media, people put their worst thoughts out there. It's the 700 people that are following you, they don't give a fuck. When you put yourself out there to the rest of the world, they'll go through your 30,000 tweets, and they'll be like,
I know.
Oh, look at this jerk off.
They did it with the receiver as well. They dug up old tweets.
Oh, well, whatever.
One of his old tweets said something along the lines of, like, everyone who knows me knows I never say keep the change.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's keeping it real.
That's the one good thing about Loyola.
I got it.
In my Mass Comm classes, they would go through our social media, and if we had anything inappropriate, like, according to on a professional level, they would like dock your grade. So like I would be really diligent and not.
How so? Your grade was based on what you were putting on social media.
Yes, well, part of it. They would sporadically go through our social medias, and if we were having like inappropriate pictures or comments on there,
part of the lesson?
It's part of the lesson. Being a professional in mass communications, to know what is acceptable and appropriate to put on social media.
I've done this unconsciously anyway. Like, I never put anything inappropriate on Facebook.
It's all subjective.
Within the last probably, like, I don't know, 5 years, 6 years. And then I definitely I don't get involved in any political things. I very clearly have kept my any social media presence, personally, I mean, not for Nola Trash Talk, any social media presence as, like, as banal as possible.
Yeah.
Just so when someone would want to dig in and try to find something, I also try to create these smokescreen strategies where, say, if I met a girl and we exchanged numbers, but then she also like Facebooks me, I don't want that girl to be able to find out anything by looking at my newsfeed.
Oh yeah.
Or photos, like who's his friends? Does he go out with other girls? And if she were to scroll through the whole Facebook page, I pretty much have obfuscated everything, so they have no idea what's going on.
Good word.
And I didn't learn that in no mass comm class at Loyola.
Loyola screwed me in some areas and did me a service in some areas.
Okay, so speaking of screwing people over, Build-A-Bear, Lakeview Mall.
You pay your age?
Bearpocalypse 2018.
Bearpocalypse.
Pay
this
your
is
age,
insane,
Steven.
Man.
They did a promotion for to 2-year-old shows up, 2-year-old pays $2 to Build-A-Bear. How long do you think the business lasted before they had to shut it down because of safety?
Oh my gosh.
Because I know you didn't read the article, so I'm letting you guess.
It is
okay.
How long do you think this promotion lasted before the mall had to shut it down?
Like 6 hours?
90 minutes.
Oh, Jesus.
Lakeview Mall, Bearpocalypse 2018.
You, again, who thinks?
They doled out $15 gift certificates to everyone in line who couldn't get a bear because they had to shut it down.
I'm baffled. I had to fix my headphones. I'm so baffled that, like, you're in a boardroom and you're like, you know what we're going to do?
This is a genius. No.
You know what I'm going to do?
They got in the news. It's good promo.
But was it good promo? Because how many $15 little deals did I have to dish out to the Metairie trash that went out there?
Now,
sorry.
You know who jumped on this, though, and did their own side promo? Baskin-Robbins showed up, put a thing out on social media with, if you didn't get a bear emoji, come get buy one, get one free ice cream emoji.
Wow.
So they sold.
Again, another franchise I didn't even know existed anymore.
Yeah. Baskin-Robbins?
Wow.
Your wife hasn't dragged you to Baskin-Robbins in the middle of the night yet?
No. She makes
Steve Creole Creamery play, huh?
Yeah. Okay, all right.
She makes Steve, like, drive to, like, Gonzales.
I drove to the parish to go to Nona Rendazzo's bakery. Because, you know, all the other Rendazzos are Bush League, but Nona's is the best. And it just happened to be in the goddamn parish.
So you were sent?
Yes.
No. No, I was not sent. She was with me.
Okay.
But
okay.
She did not realize how far away the parish is. I'm like, it's probably about 30 minutes. She's like, it ain't that far. That's not her voice.
That's her voice? That's your wife's voice?
Yeah. Now we gotta go to Nona's. Yeah, she's an old Jew from New York. The other Randazzos. No, the other Randazzos give me gays.
There you go. So, yeah.
Build-A-Bear, pay your age. It's going to be a while before we see this promo come back.
Sale ends early.
Who would have thought that just getting your own teddy bear would have been such an ordeal?
Do you think there was a line outside of
yes.
Build-A-Bear?
Yes. If Build-A-Bear keeps this up, they're going to be the new anchor store instead of Apple.
As
the thing people go to the mall for.
Yeah.
Because who goes to the mall otherwise?
Speaking of stupid lines, I know this is a dumb tangent, but when my buddy was registering his daughter to go to one of the Catholic schools here in the city, and they have an open registration where it's first come, first serve, okay? This is to get your kid into, like, preschool at the Catholic school in Lakeview. You ready?
Okay. How long was this line?
Registration starts at 8. People got there at 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
1 in the morning to wait in line to register their kid
yes.
for private school? What is
yes.
it?
Yes. Catholic school yep. in Lakeview.
Okay.
7 hours.
Well,
7 hours on a work day.
Steven, are you doing this?
Yeah, out of your goddamn mind?
I don't know.
I don't even
It's
know.
Not your decision. It's your wife's decision.
He was telling us this. I was like, you got to be shitting me.
Actually, the school that I'm referring to, my
hey,
wife.
That's no different than coming home from work on last Friday.
Actually, Brittany does not.
Sitting,
want it.
Yeah, yeah, she's actually
like
boycotting
this
particular one.
It.
So
okay, fair enough.
But even if she wasn't, there's no way. No, I'm not.
But there's a
shit.
Lot at stake
yeah,
here. That's better than waiting at 1 a.m. for Black Friday, like so you can get deals on a flat screen. This is your child's future. So you know,
pre-K,
you got to send them to the right schools immediately
nah,
so they make rich friends.
We know we talked about this before, but not 3-year-olds.
Yeah, 3-year-olds.
Nah,
I'm being facetious a little bit.
I'm dying because my buddy was like, "It ain't never happening." He was the last person to show up, and his kid.
So I guess his kid's not going to school.
No, she got in.
Oh, okay.
He just didn't send her there.
That's
like a jerk.
That's so awesome.
Yep. Principal.
I'm proud of him, man.
And that's why I was so happy with it, because he's like...
What school was this? You can name the school.
The St. Uncle Fuckies. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
What is it?
St. Dominic.
Yeah. St. Dominique!
What's so. Hail Hitler salute? Steve just did a Hail Hitler salute with the no, St. Dominique.
I was raising my hand because I had a question.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Because the way I said that, it sounded very interrogatory, huh?
So moving forward here, Steven, we talked about your water bill, the problems of the house.
Did I tell you about what happened?
Well, you told me the last episode we talked about.
I went
about
down
your,
there,
your 260,
man.
Yeah, and you went down there and contested. But now they're saying the sewage water board is now going to start shutting off people's water with the unpaid bills. Are you on that list?
No. I paid my shit, but I went down there and said, look at this pattern. Does it make any sense to you that two people that do the same thing could go from here to over here now?
Yeah. Worked? That worked?
And the lady was like, okay. She was like, well, let me go back here. She was like, all right, sir. She's like, how does a $300 credit sound? Done.
That's it?
That's it.
So that's what? Free water for like, what, 4 months?
2 months. 2-3 months, yeah. I don't know. I'm okay with $140 water bill because it's like trash, recycling, water.
Oh, that's what you said. It was all
right.
Included together.
$290 is not in the cards. So I'm thinking, okay, you guys screwed up.
I just say now they're saying everyone's contesting their bills, but now they're going to start shutting the water.
Well, that's what I'm saying is that like people are dumb because they're like, oh, I just want to pay this. Well, no, that ass is going to get turned off. I am under the, and that's why I was like, I paid these bills that I think are incorrect. And that's why I think they were like, okay, well, $300 credit. Off you go. I just agreed to it. It could be because my bill was 3 months very high. So I was like, all right, well, they're trying to meet me somewhere in the middle or a little bit like, or a little bit more.
Right.
To resolve it right now, I'm good. So I think they went like, I think in this case, they went like, okay, 75% our fault. And because you get it now, you eat that 25%. I'm okay.
Okay.
But it wasn't an easy process, though. Like, I had to stand in line.
How long were you at the sewage and water board?
Like an hour and a half.
That's not that bad. That's like, you know, getting your license renewed kind of time.
Yeah, and I went sober, which was good because
that's good.
No,
yeah.
A lot of people look very frustrated and like, I am a white person and I deserve this kind of service, which is understandable, I guess, in some people's minds. But I went up there with my shirt untucked, tie, like, loosened, you know. Like, I'm just average Joe Stevie, you know.
Just working class Stevie.
Yeah. It was my lunch pail, you know. Average Joe Jimmy, huh?
Okay, a second fox has died in the Audubon Zoo Jaguar attack.
How many foxes?
Death toll now to 8.
Look,
this is breaking news.
This is breaking news, yes. With the red line across the top
it's
of NOLA.com.
It's breaking news in my mind because how the fuck is this thing catching 2 foxes?
It's a jaguar.
Do you know how fast a fox is?
Jaguar, dog.
Yeah, but is there any car named after a fox?
No.
A fox can turn a corner faster. It's smaller. Physics. Faster than a jaguar.
Audubon Zoo was specifically designed to trick foxes.
Yeah. Sometimes you just get got. When physics
I think
and...
I got twice so 2 foxes? What?
But I like how it's like, the death toll rises to 8.
Jaguar escaped death toll now at 8.
Like when I was living up north, I saw a fox stalk up on a squirrel and get it. And it is fast. I mean, I don't know. That's just
again,
mind-blowing.
Leaning on the jaguar being a little bit faster.
I'm going with the car.
No. Talking about its ability to cut corners.
I think the jaguar can cut a corner a little quicker.
You ever seen in soccer where they just geometry comes into place and you're like, where are you going? Nowhere. You're mine now.
All right, we're wrapping out. This was 201 NOLA Trash Talk. I'm the Bravo Joshua.
I'm Steve McJeezy.
Shane O'Mac.
And enjoy your Sunday, folks. We'll see you next week.